Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, as every fourth Saturday night, we have standing by none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as always, I'm asking listeners to please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he delivers God's word on tonight. Also, I'm asking that you would stay tuned after he have delivered God's word on tonight. He will be ministering to us with a musical selection titled You That I Trust by the Rance Allen Group. You do not want to hang up. You do not want to go off the internet. You want to be blessed by this music ministry, You That I Trust, by the Rance Allen Group. This will be done right after Pastor Norman King finished delivering the word on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, in the name of Jesus, we come, first of all, to give you praise. We come to give you glory and honor because of who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your grace, your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. I start with myself. I include my entire family. I include Pastor Norman King and his entire family and all doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, and we ask it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that have bereaved on tonight. We come continually lifting up the family of Sister Ella Mae Johnson, whose homegoing service was held on today. We continue to lift up that family. We continue to lift up the family of the late Reverend Dr. Billy Graham. We want to thank you for his life. We thank you that he had done what you have called him to do. He fulfilled his God purpose in his 90-some years here on the earth. So we just bless his memory and spirit. We thank you for his life. We continue to bless his family. And all those that have suffered in the loss of loved ones on tonight all over the land, we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. You know who they are. And we know that you know how to touch their hearts and let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love, your peace, and your joy, even in the midst of their loss of loved ones. Heavenly Father, let them remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. In the name of Jesus we pray. Move by your spirit over the airways on tonight, Heavenly Father. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, because we know and we realize that it's not about us. It's about you. And we just thank you for the opportunity to be your servants, your vessels, and ambassadors to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, compelling men, boys, and girls all over the world to come in and be saved before it's too late. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, that you chose us to do this great work over the worldwide platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. So have your way on tonight is our prayer. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless this ministry, this worldwide platform, that it will grow beyond our wildest imagination or dreams, that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought. But tonight, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, every day, first, thank God for life, then expect great things. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to us saying, every day, thank God first for life, then expect great things. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I only have one announcement, and I'm making this announcement on behalf of the Fountain of Truth Church, where the Bishop Michael Jones and co-pastor, his wife Brenda Jones, is the pastors there. The women's group there is called EOW. EOW, they are presenting The Doctor Is In, and this is a women's fellowship luncheon, and will be held on Saturday, March the 3rd, 2018, at 10 a.m. This is going to be dealing with physical and spiritual healing. The DMC Sinai Grace Hospital staff will be on site. For more information, you can call area code 313-839-5200 or visit www.eowconference. Well, those are my announcements. Hopefully I will have a chance to make this announcement again before we go off the air again tonight, so that someone else can get this information regarding this upcoming EOW luncheon that's presented by co-pastor Brenda Jones. She is the co-pastor of the Fountain of Truth Church here in Detroit. Again, it's going to be taking place on Saturday, March the 3rd at 10 a.m. And I will be trying to make this announcement again before we go off the air tonight. Well, right now I'm so excited to have my guest, the person of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. As I stated earlier, for those new listeners on tonight, he's my scheduled guest every fourth Saturday night. I just love my cousin. I love him because he's my blood relative in the Lord Jesus Christ, first and foremost, and then he's my first cousin, and he stands on the word of God, and I love his holy boldness. And so I just thank God for him. I thank God for his life and for what God is doing through him and for the things that we have yet to see that the Lord is going to do through him and through his life and through his ministry, all for God's glory. But before he comes forward with the word on tonight, we're going to go right into our music break. And again, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please stay on the line. If you're on the phone, do not hang up. After Pastor Norman King have delivered the word on tonight, he will be sharing with us a musical selection by the Rance Allen Group. You do not want to miss this blessing in music by the Rance Allen Group. His title, his music song after the message will be titled, You That I Trust. So right now we're going to go into our music break on tonight from here, and we just going to give God glory on tonight, because guess what? He is truly worthy to be praised. So that's what we're going to do, total praise. And following this musical selection, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word. So again, listeners, I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. So right now, enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is worthy to be praised. He deserves our total praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter what you see, no matter what you don't see or understand, God is truly worthy to be praised. Total praise on tonight. Well, right now we are standing by for Pastor Norman King. He's getting ready to come forth and deliver God's word on tonight. I do pray that you're ready to receive the word on tonight. Oh, yeah, God is going to be glorified. The enemy is going to be even more horrified on tonight after this word. So right now we're turning the mic over to you, Pastor Norman King, to deliver God's word.
Amen. We're so humbly grateful to God. And as Brother James said earlier, you know, when you are serious and sincere about doing the work of God, you can't take it lightly, because we are held accountable, you know, by God to do according to his word. And so I thank God on this night. You know, I'm humbly grateful for the privilege to be in thy presence. And I want to just yield myself unto God and just be humble and let him use me. And I want to just say thank God. Thank you, Brother James, for the ministry that you are doing. And I pray your strength and your family as well. And I want to also extend a prayer. I just got a phone call before coming on about my uncle, which that will be Brother James' uncle as well, that he's on his way to the emergency room right now. So the Bible says we got to pray, you know, and touch and agree. The Lord's will be done. So we will lift him up in prayer. His name is Malachi King right now, in the name of Jesus. Let's go ahead and get to the word. Amen. And tonight I'm going to be looking at two different books in the Bible. The first one is going to be scripture from Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5-8, familiar scripture. It reads thusly: Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Verse 8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Praise the Lord for the reading of the word. Then my second scripture that I'm going to kind of expound on tonight is going to be out of Revelation. Revelation, the 22nd chapter, verses 18-21. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Verse 20, he which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And our sermon topic tonight is going to be, I put my trust in God. I put my trust in God, not man. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior, I am so grateful for the privilege in which you bestowed upon me. For I know that you is nothing but the truth, and you cannot lie. The word actually said that it is impossible for you to lie. And I know, I acknowledge that I cannot do anything without you. Your word says it, and I know it personally, but I know I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I just love how you just keep me on the edge. And then I know that each day I live, Father God, I'm relying on you to impart in me, Father God, that I may be fit to do your work. And I pray for every hearer that hears your word, Father God, that they may receive your word tonight and also go and share it with someone else, Father God, because it's all about you. It's not about us, but it's all about you. But you have us in this earth, Father God, to be your representation, Father God. And I pray for all the believers out here tonight, Father God, wherever they be, near, far, what have you, Father God, that they will just stay humble before you at all times, Father God, and allow your Holy Spirit to lead and guide them to everything that they do. And I ask these blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. I have had some encounters here lately, and as these encounters continue to rise, I know that it's the Lord's will that I have these encounters. And it's been in my spirit for a while, but, you know, and what I'm saying is that, you know, we live in a time. We live in a time that there are so many things that goes on in the body of Christ. And there's a likelihood for the body of Christ to compromise. And we're supposed to encourage each other, not beat each other up, but encourage each other. As we all slip sometimes, we ought to just hope that someone would be able to love us the way Jesus exemplified love, to lift us back up and put us on the right track. But it's something on my heart is that that's dealing with today's time in regards to trust. There is a lot of trust issues. I remember I'm not against people saying I love you, but I remember growing up in my time, you know, that we showed it more than we said it. And we have a generation now that says it more than they show. But I want us to know for sure that we must our trust in God. That's why Solomon says here, trust in the Lord. And he goes on and says, with all thine heart. And the NLT says this way, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. NLT, I'm going to keep reading. It says, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. And he goes on and says in verse 7, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Now, I like how it says that. It says, do not be impressed with your own wisdom. I don't know about you. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself. I'm encountering some folk that seem to be impressed in themselves. And matter of fact, I was talking to a guy today. We had some words last week, and I told this gentleman, I said that, you know, I believe in the word of God. Amen. And I said, you can say what you want to say, but if it don't quantify itself in the word, then I can't mess with it. You know, and there's a tendency in the land today with people to be like verse 7, be impressed with their own wisdom. They call it wisdom, amen. And people, God, we got to be in position, amen, to give an answer. And I want to, before I get any farther in this, I want to reiterate what I said a few months ago. I was talking about the last days. And we just don't think sometimes how terrible this day is that we are living in. And one thing about this for sure is that we must do just what Jesus said to prepare for his return, because he can return at any moment. Amen. So perilous times, dangerous times means difficult times. It means troublesome times and trying times and hard, valid, threatening times. And those are times that we're living in right now. And I'm mindful of what Paul told Timothy. It's the reason why he told him in 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. You know why he's not ashamed? Because he's able to rightly divide the word of truth. Now, I want to piggyback on that right there. Paul told Timothy, because, see, Timothy was his son in the ministry. So Paul had he was a mature Christian. He knew that this young Christian is, you know, this young man who was on fire for God was going to experience all kind of folk, all kind of things coming at him. No different than us today, people of God. But that's why he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, he's able to write and divide the word of truth. And you can only write and divide the word of truth when you study to show yourself approved and you apply God's word to your life, not just by quoting scripture, but living by what the word of God says. Now, this trust in the Lord with all thy heart is so important, because we live in a time that a lot of people is saying a whole lot of things. And but God wants us to be in position, come on somebody, huh, that we'll know if it's the word or not. And you won't know if it's the word or not if you don't study to show yourself approved. And just like I told you of me encountering this guy, you know, who seems to have all these revelations. And I'm not against anyone having a revelation, but it got to be along with God's word. Come on, somebody. Amen. I mean, you can say what you want to say, but it best to line up with the word. If it don't line up with the word of God, then I'm not going to be entertaining that. Amen. So as I told the fellow, I said, look at here. I said, now, if it don't line up with the word of God, now, I beg to differ. And I'm just trying to say tonight, people of God, that we got to trust in the word. We got to trust in God. Hallelujah. We can't allow ourselves to be tossed to and fro by every appeared to be sound doctrine. Those terms they use a lot these days, that sound doctrine, and it look good and it sound good. But you best to be like Timothy as he received instruction from Paul. Study to show yourself approved so that you may know, and that you are in a position that you can be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. And I want to just go and just talk a little bit about that, that we need to remember that these verses are directed to the man, to the person who diligently studies the word of God, to the young man who listens to God's law. It is as Paul wrote to Timothy, and then Paul told him, he said, now you study to show thyself approved unto God. Because he said, the time is going to come when I don't want you to be ashamed, because you just might be the only person that believe what you're saying. And it may appear that there's more people who outnumber you, but people, God, know that when you are in Christ Jesus, you are always the majority and you are not the minority. Come on, somebody. Amen. And having studied, amen, the word of God, and that you know, amen, hallelujah, that the word of God is true. So when people begin to say things that is contrary to the word of God, then you won't allow yourself to be taken in to that, because the grace and truth of God, you got to hold to these things. You got to trust in God with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Let me pause and look at this scripture right here. In Proverbs 28:26, it says, he that trusted in his own heart is a fool. That's what the word says. A man was telling me the other day that he was witnessing some young folks who was in a drug culture. He told a young man, he said, God loves you, young man. And the fellow answered, I don't need God to love me. I love myself. Isn't that a shame? He said, I don't need to trust in God. I trust in myself. And you know, here again, we got to be in a position to say the right thing. Amen. He that trusted in his own heart is a fool. So if you don't know that, if you did not know that, you know it tonight. According to Proverbs 28:26, it says that he that trusted in his own heart is a fool. So don't get mad at him. But see, if you don't know the word, you better get into the word. Amen. That you will may know what the word of God is saying in that regard. On the other hand, it's a wonderful thing to trust in God with all your heart. I'm talking about be totally committed to God. Amen. Totally committed to him is sorely needed in our day to day. Amen. And I find myself sometimes again and again trusting the Lord. You have to sometimes encourage yourself, say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. In the way, it may, and sometimes, this is what I notice about me, I can't speak for you. What I notice about me is that the more I lay myself out to enter into the presence of the Lord, the more sometimes it seems like you are a standout. You seem sometimes like you're the only person that believes what the Word of God says. And I'm just saying this not to say that we are better than anybody else, but we live in a time, people, and be your own judge of this. We live in a time that so many people in the household of faith is what? They're compromising. Yes, they're compromising. Amen. I find myself, I'm saying, I say, Lord, I want to trust you. And talk to them like that. Say, Lord, I want to trust you with all my heart. Amen. Is God beginning to take you to your next level? Amen. Just continue to encourage yourself and talk to God like this. Say, Lord, I want to trust you with all my heart. Amen. Now just help me to sit down sometimes, Lord, and let me rest in you, because we live in a time that we are so busy. We got so many things going on. We got these terms that's so prevalent in the land today, multitasking. I got this going on. I got that going on. I got this going on. I got that going on. The Bible even said that a time will come where people will be so ever learning that they never come into the knowledge of the truth. Amen. So there's times when we are in a hurry. Come on. But he says to us, don't leave on your own understanding. He said, I don't care how much of a hurry you in or how these people is presenting all these things to you, just humble yourself before me. And if it happened to be something that you don't know, don't say anything just for the sake of saying something. Just humble yourself and say, Lord, help me, lead and guide me in the area that I can be more already, if this situation may present itself again, to be able to speak your word. Amen. So in all thy ways, acknowledge me, he said, and I shall direct your paths. Amen. So as we look at this scripture, the first part of this message I'm dealing with, these words from King Solomon. Amen. In other words, we got to trust in the Lord with all our heart. This means that you got to completely depend on him. Amen. It is faith in God's word and God's wisdom and God's ways. We got to depend on him totally. And there must be a difference to God's ways and the word of wisdom. Amen. Because you know that God knows best. Amen. And you got to devote yourself in everything that you do. We must consider the Lord and his desires. Amen. Is this all right, church? Amen. To know the will of God is a great compensation. Amen. And the failure to know the will of God is often a result of our failure to do the commands. Amen. So be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Amen. So this is a command for good character in our attitude and action. So God is putting you in position, and some of you can relate to what I'm saying, because God has put you in a position that your character is being measured. Amen. And God is saying, I need you to continue to build up your character and your attitude, that your actions will be more godly than ever before in these last and evil days in which we are living in right now. Amen. And as I continue on, And I want to pause for a minute and say this right here. One of the things that prompt me to I thank your Holy Spirit for leading me this way is because I had an incident last Saturday, had another incident this past Monday, and I talked to a guy again today, and I said to him, I said, well, one thing we got to look at and believe, and that's the word. Now, this person today was more concerned about what he say God had showed him and had told him. And I say, well, hold up, let's back this thing up. I say, we got to stand on the word. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to stand on the word. I don't care. You can say God gave you all these visions and all, but it got to be quantified by the word of God. Hallelujah. It got to be quantified by the word of God, because I'm going to go back to one of the open scriptures. I'm going to shift over to Revelation right now. Revelation tells us, let me get it. Revelation tells us, it says, for I testify to every man that hear the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add, come on somebody, unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the prophecy for the book, the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Now, one of the reasons why this is very critical, saints, is because we live in a time that a lot of people is trying to persuade or influence people to go their way, and they call it God's way. That's why it's so important to know the word, what, for yourself. Come on. And when I say for yourself, it's not in your own might, not in your own strength, but it's that you got a relationship with God, that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will be able to lead you and guide you and direct you in things, and you will see yourself growing because you – let me speak for me. I remember that as God began to tame my tongue, I remember my tongue, you know, I used to kind of have a stuttering problem, and I remember as I prayed the Lord, say, deliver me from this, if it be thy will, I remember my tongue was like my mouth was open wide and my tongue was just like going free. And then that was God's way of showing me, said, just trust in me. Come on, somebody, just trust me. So I want to tell somebody, like, just trust in God. If you got some things that's going on that you know that's not right and you want to live from, just trust God. Hallelujah. In spite of, just trust God and never stop praying. Continue to pray. Hallelujah. But moving on to this scripture, amen. And in this over here dealing with this Revelation 22, I want to go and say is where everyone who hears and responds has a responsibility to join in spreading the invitation. So if you are the ones who I'm talking to tonight who hear God's word, you got to respond God's word. Because you have a responsibility, come on somebody, what, to join every God-fearing believer to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus' own witness in this book of Revelation, we must be careful how we treat it. Amen. We can't, the final warning of the book of Revelation stands in contrast to the blessing given at the beginning of the book. All right? In other words, we got to be careful how we treat God's word. Amen. So if you got somebody trying to persuade you or pull you away from the word of God, you got to realize and stay focused and see that God's word is holy because he's holy. Amen. And don't take it lightly. And amen. So you got to be in a position like Paul told Timothy to study to show yourself approved. So you got somebody that's speaking something contrary to the word of God, are you ask yourself this question. Or sometimes we got to do a self-critique. Ask yourself, am I in the position for the Holy Spirit to use me to his utmost? Amen. But those who hear, I'm back in my message, but those who hear it, read. And those who read it, of course, must be careful not to treat it as some ordinary book. Come on. I'm talking about the Word of God. The Word of God is not to be treated as an ordinary book. Amen. You know why? For it is the inspired word of God. If they, whoever it may be, if they add to it from their own ideas, if they add their own reasons, if they add their own speculations, if they twist or distort its teaching, or if they claim to have, here we go, this is what I was approached with. If they claim to have a new revelation, yeah, of their own and add them as if they was part of the inspired word of God. Come on, somebody. God will bring on them the plagues of divine wrath that's written in the book. It's that serious, y'all. It's that critical. Amen. We need to treat our holy word the way God expects us to and has commanded us to, and not to take it lightly. Now, if you fall short and you're not studying to show yourself approved, this word is to you to get it right tonight. Amen? So whenever you got somebody like this guy approach me who trying to speak these as if it's a new revelation, come on. And this is a familiar scripture to some of y'all out there. Don't add nor take away. Amen? So don't treat God's word as a book on the shelf. Amen. Know that God's word is the inspired word of God. Amen. That is, they will remain, this person who does this, right, they will remain to be deceived by the Antichrist, and they will come under the plagues of God's wrath, amen, in view of Jesus' warning to his disciples. The false prophets will come at the end of the age. Now, we got a scripture, another scripture, Matthew 24:11. It says, many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Amen. There is much needed warning now. So, in other words, if you one of those Cinderella Christians, it's time for you to man up. If you're a man, it's time for you to woman up. If you're a woman, because false teachers and false prophets will pervert the meaning of scripture deliberately. They know what they're doing. Come on, somebody. They know exactly what they're doing. But they may appear, oh, okay, I ain't going there. Amen. They were already doing that when Paul wrote to the Galatians about A.D. 49. Of Galatians, the first chapter, verse 69, this is what it says. It says, I'm surprised that you are so quickly deserting Christ, who called you in his kindness to follow a different kind of good news. Come on, somebody. This is home, y'all. But verse 7, but what some people are calling good news is not really good news at all. They are confusing you. Come on, y'all. They want to distort the good news about Christ. Whosoever tells you good news that is different from the good news we gave you should be condemned to hell, even if he is one of us. Come on, y'all hear that? This is what Paul said in the word. Even if he is one of us or an angel from heaven, I'm not telling you, it's Paul still talking, y'all. I'm not telling you again what we have told you in the past. If anyone tells you good news that is different from the good news you received, that person should be condemned to hell. Look it up for yourself. Galatians, the first chapter, verses 6 through 9. Many people are still perverting the gospel. Believers need to keep searching the scriptures so that they will not be led astray. Amen. It should be noted also that he is not talking about different translations. I mean, I'm teaching tonight, y'all, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to try and bring y'all some information here, right? Each language has its own way of saying things. Thus, when the Greek, Hebrew, or Arabic, or the Bible are put into English, for example, the ancient manuscripts must be compared, and good English must be used in the translation. The important thing is for people to search the scriptures and keep open to the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, if a person uses a verse here and a half verse there out of context, he can pervert the meaning of scripture even using the best translation or even when he knows the original language. This is treating the Bible as though it is not inspired. I'm almost done. But I show in the name of Jesus hope this message is reaching somebody. Amen. I'm going to say this again. This is treating, if you see somebody doing this right here, this is treating the Bible, or if you're doing it, this is treating the Bible as though it is not the inspired, that it is not inspired, as though it is like books written by men. Adding one idea to the scriptures will bring the judgment of God. Amen. Some readers and hearers will want to take away or spiritualize, in 2018, y'all, spiritualize away the prophecies of the book of Revelation. If they do, God will take away their part in the promised inheritance. They will have no part in the book of life. I read y'all that a while ago, Revelation 22:19. No part or place in the holy city, the New Jerusalem, and no part in the wonderful promises and blessings written in the book of Revelation. Many ancient manuscripts draw attention to the fact they have no part in the tree of life. You got to be, look, you better pay attention. A lot of this stuff on YouTube or internet and in some of these Christian bookstores is not being put in there by God's representative. Amen. If you don't study your word, you'll think because he got a few things that kind of line up. Amen. And then when they change their gear, you'll miss it. Come on, somebody, huh? This means they will suffer eternal death. Come on. I'm winding down in the name of Jesus, y'all. Verse 18 and 19 specifically with the prophecies and warning the book of Revelation, the principle applies to all the Bible. Listen, Moses told the people of Israel. It's what Moses said. He said, you shall not add unto the word which I command thee, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. That's Deuteronomy 4 and 2. Never add anything to what I command, amen, or take away it from it, then you will be able to obey the commands of the Lord your God that give you, amen, till heaven and earth pass. One jot or one tittle shall in no way, no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. That's Matthew 5 and 18. Jesus himself bears witness to the truth of all that is written in the book of Revelation. Surely could be translated, yes, indeed. Jesus bears witness to the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We can be sure of the truth of the prophecy of this book, also because one who testifies to them is the living word of God. And we find that in John 1 and 1, 1 and 14, and Revelation 19, 13. He is indeed coming in triumph victory to reign as King of kings and Lord of lords. Unbelievers may wonder why true followers of Christ do not join with them in their lust. Now, I'm going to say this again, because I really want this to hit home. You may be in this very situation yourself right now. Unbelievers may wonder why true followers of Christ do not join them in their lust, in their drunkenness, and in excess. It is because they know they must give account. I'm talking about the true follower. Because the true follower knows that they must give account to the one who judged the living and the dead. That's 1 Peter 4th chapter, verses 3 through 5. It is because they see also the wonder and glory of the reward. In a world where evil and corruption and violence and all kinds of dangers are getting worse, their blessed hope sustains them. I'm talking about you and I who consider ourselves a true follower of Christ. Amen. The book of Revelation ends with a benediction. It assures believers that the grace of our Lord Jesus will be with them until he comes. His grace includes not only his unmerited favor that provides and forgiveness of sin, but it also provides the power to live a holy life that endures to the end. May we all add our amen to this as well. And I want another scripture I want to share tonight. And that's going to be another familiar scripture. It's familiar to me. And that is, let me get to it. And that is Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Another one of my favorites as I close out this one right here is 1 John 4:4. I'm going to read it in the NLT. It says, But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. So I want to thank God again for the reading of his word and the study of his word. For those of you who is out there among us right now, I pray that something was said and done that's been a blessing to you. So I'm going to play this song, and after that, Brother James will come back.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Norman King for such a word on tonight. Can't you see the signs that Jesus Christ is soon to come again? And guess what? This time when he comes, it's not going to be like the first time.
Brother James.
Praise the Lord.
I want a little bit more to play. If we catch up, let me go ahead and finish out with it. Hold on a minute.
You're my peace, and I'm so confused, so, so confused, yeah, if I keep my mind, yeah,
secret place.
him to an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your head. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus. Jesus. Call him Lord. Call him Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Norman King for such a powerful word that he just delivered to us on tonight. I put my trust in God with his message title on tonight. And that's what we need to do. And he says, according to God's word, you know what the Bible says, it's better to put your trust in God than to put confidence in man. That's a different scripture, but that's what the word of God says. So we must always put our total trust, not partial trust, but God wants us to trust him totally. And I thank God for that song that you just played that kind of ties in with your message on tonight. It's in God that we trust. So trust has a more than one meaning. To me, it means trusting God means you are really showing God how much you have faith in God by trusting him. You believe that he's going to do just what he said he's going to do, no matter how long it takes, no matter how it looks. Trust God that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Why? It's about a process, and you can't skip the process. It's all about God's timing. His timing is not like yours and not like mine. So he knows what's best for us. So sometimes we think we know what's best, but he knows. So that he's not going to give us anything that's going to take us away from him. So I thank God for this word on tonight. And I put my trust in God. Are you totally trusting God on tonight, listeners? If you're not, after hearing his word, I pray and trust that you start putting your trust in God and not in man. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, we want to continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We want to continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We want to continue to lift up my uncle, our uncle, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, who just delivered the word on tonight. He's also my uncle, Uncle Malachi King. We want to continue to pray that God's will be done in the situation regarding our uncle. Whatever it is, we know that God knows all about it. And he promised in his word, see, God is a promise keeper, and he has a perfect track record. He said he will not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we must stand on that word. We must trust God that he knows what's best for us. So I thank God for my uncle, our uncle, Malachi, and we're just going to continue to put our trust in God that his will is going to be done in the life of our uncle on tonight. So we come to close out tonight in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all the listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. And while we're praying, I'm asking all the listeners, let's touch and agree on one accord by faith. We want to lift up our president, the president of North Korea, and all world leaders that have ruled over God's people all over the land, that they would come into agreement, that they would do what's right for all God's people. So we're going to pray on tonight as we close out, as we always do. Join me in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is once again, we come to say thank you for who you are. We come to give you praise and glory. We just bless your name on tonight because you're worthy of all praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we hear, no matter what we see, no matter what we think, and no matter what we think we understand, we thank God, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You sit high, you look low. You cannot fail, you cannot lie, you cannot change. You are the same every day. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have a perfect track record. You change us not. And you do just what you said you're going to do. And we help us to remember and know that it's all about your timing. See, we know about man's time, but your time is totally different from ours. So we just help, we ask that you would help us to wait on you, because we know that you know what's best for us, and you will give us the desires of our heart, as you always said you would in your word. So we thank you for our man of God on tonight who delivered this powerful word on tonight. We trust and pray that it was received on tonight. And we pray, Lord, that should there be any listeners on tonight that do not know your son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name on tonight, after hearing this word, it's our prayer that you will prick their hearts and they will surrender and open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose. And once they know it, they will walk in it, they will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in their in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit over this airway, continue to grow it as you see fit, because we realize it's not about us, it's about you. We just thank you for the opportunity to be your service ambassadors and vessels, to continue to compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved before it's too late, because we know that your son, Jesus Christ, is soon to come again. And for this, we say thank you. Come, Jesus, come. We are so looking forward to Jesus' return. Those that are... We just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will move by your spirit in every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow. We pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit, anoint each vessel that's going to stand on your word and teach and preach your word tomorrow, Heavenly Father, to the point that many souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor because of who you are. You are worthy to be praised at all times. We just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. We ask that you will hear and receive our prayer by faith in Jesus' name, and all the people of God that agree and touch with this prayer say amen. Well, that's the message for tonight. And right before we close out tonight's program, I just want to stress this once more time, this announcement from Dr. Brenda Jones of the EOW, the Women's Conference presents from the Fountain of Truth Church. Presents the Doctor is in Women's Fellowship Conference on Saturday, March 3rd, 2018 at 10 a.m. The Physical Spiritual Healing, the DMC Sinai Grace Hospital staff will be on site. For more information, dial 313 area code 839-5200 or visit website www.eowconference.net. Well, those are my announcements for tonight, and I pray that you've been blessed as you continue to move forward in the Lord. Until the next time, be blessed of the Lord.